Dreamscape presents His Secret Daughter by Melissa Wiesner, narrated by Colleen Marlowe. One. Emma Havern's hands were coated in slick amber clay when the phone rang. She leaned across her pottery wheel to peek at the name lit up on the screen. Alicia, her best friend. Emma's gaze shifted to the half-formed flower vase still spinning on the stand in front of her, and then back to the phone. Maybe she'd let it go to voicemail. About 30 seconds after the phone stopped ringing, it lit up again. Emma sighed and switched off the wheel, reaching for a rag to wipe her hands. Except for her daughter, Maya, or the high school, she wouldn't stop in the middle of work to answer the phone for anyone other than her best friend of over 10 years. Still, their decade of shared history didn't keep the exasperation from creeping into her tone. Alicia, I'm working.
I know you are, honey, came a clipped voice through the phone speaker, which is why I'm calling. Have you showered today? Have you stopped to have a bite to eat?
Well, Emma didn't want to lie. Besides, Alicia would see right through her.
Not exactly.
Alicia sighed.
Most of us drown our sorrows in a nice glass of Cabernet. You drown yours in clay and ceramic glaze.
I'm not drowning my sorrows, Emma protested. I have a show coming up.
You still have to eat.
Emma sighed and swiped her hands on the terracotta-streaked rag in her lap. Okay, I'll go make a sandwich. Will that make you feel better?
Temporarily.
What would make you feel better permanently so I can get back to work?
Talk to me, honey.
Alicia urged in a softer tone.
I know you're hurting.
Emma pushed her stool away from her pottery wheel and crossed the room to the utility sink against the opposite wall. Tapping the phone to speaker, she left it on an overhead shelf while she plunged her hands under the warm water. There's nothing to talk about. I told Noah if he left for that work trip last month, he shouldn't bother coming back. She stared at the rainbow of splatter paint on the wall behind the sink, as if it might contain the answers to how she and her husband had ended up here. He left anyway. Emma could still picture the strain on Noah's face, his brow furrowed, the lines deepening around his eyes. Still hear the apprehension in his voice when he told her he had to go. He didn't have a choice. You always have a choice.
He loves you. I know he does.
I think he's having an affair. Alicia went silent for a moment.
Did you find proof of that? Why didn't you tell me?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?